And now West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Wolf Creek property is back on the market. A Gainesville, Georgia-based real estate company is advertising approximately 7,500 acres of property for sale in Whitesburg. The asking price is listed at $34 million. Now, the land advertised by Norton Real Estate was once part of a 12,000-acre property, which more than a decade ago was being considered for residential, commercial, retail, and light industrial development, including single-family homes and apartments, a conference center, golf course, and a 2,500-acre park. In 2006, with that property owned by Temple Inland, some Carroll County officials saw the planned development as possibly a good thing for the region. However, community uproar, a public and media campaign headed up by a group of nearby property owners led by the eventual Carroll County District 5 Commissioner Kevin Jackson, and an economic downturn helped shut down any plans. A reduced portion of that initial property is now owned by Blenheim Timber. The lesser acreage was advertised as being 17 miles from I-85, 16 miles from I-20, and 30 miles from Atlanta-Hartsfield International Airport. Additionally, as of Thursday, November 7th, the property is promoted as having a level topography and is, quote, perfect for development, with frontage on an approximately 1,200-acre lake. Now, that information could be intriguing to residential or commercial developers. However, according to Carroll County Community Development Director Ben Skipper, all of the property for sale is zoned for agriculture. Skipper adds that the Carroll County Board of Commissioners has designated the property's future land use also as ag. Furthermore, Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan Thursday telling WLBB Radio that she has spoke with the real estate agency in charge of promoting the property. She says she has told them that she does, quote, not want to give any potential buyers false hope. If a buyer has the idea to build homes or businesses on the land, Morgan says she will not support changing the zoning to accommodate.
I'm going to vote the way we have designed this future land use map. And that particular area is designated ag, and I'm going to continue to support anything that is ag-related going on that piece of property. So if we're looking at retail, subdivisions, anything like that, would not be an appropriate use of this land.
The remaining six members of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners would also have a say as far as the zoning. Now, if Carroll County government would not consider changing the zoning for residential or commercial developers, the property could still be attractive to a group interested in the potential to make money cutting and selling the available trees. The advertisement claiming the property holds an estimated 572,000 tons of hardwood and pines aged 5 to 70 years old with an estimated value close to $17 million. Well, turns out there was two armed robberies of local businesses in the city of Carrollton on Wednesday. First, the Wells Fargo Bank, which we told you about and have shared the video of the suspect to the News Talk 1330 website and News Talk 1330 Facebook page. But also that evening, around 11 o'clock, police say a masked man dressed all in black holding a gun burst into the Marathon gas station at 813 Bankhead Highway. Surveillance video shows the robber point the gun toward the clerk, who takes the money from the cash register and hands it to the man. Now, we've shared video of that incident to the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. Anyone with information on either incident should contact the Carrollton Police Department. Well, it sounds as though the Carrollton City School District will not appeal its athletic program's new 6A classification announced by the Georgia High School Association earlier this week. Georgia schools currently in Class 2A through Class 6A had their student populations reclassified by a method which added to actual population each student that resided outside of the given school's attendance zone multiplied by 2. The method gives Carrollton schools a new population count of 2,275. That number would give Carrollton the 8th highest number in the new 56-school 6A classification. But Carrollton's actual enrollment is only 1,698, which would drop them closer to number 50 as far as overall population in the new classification, which has some Trojan alumni and Trojan fans concerned about competing with larger schools. Carrollton School Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus on Thursday telling school board members an appeal of the new classification is unlikely.
The 6A cutoff is 1,780. We're only 80 students away from being 6A just purely by our numbers.
Albertus suggesting that Carrollton's actual population numbers would have them classified in 6A soon enough, so appealing may not be successful. The school system instead will put a focus on getting Carrollton schools placed in what he calls a favorable region for athletics.
What we want from GHSA, what we would like is a favorable region. And a favorable region for us would be to go north and play schools that we traditionally have played before, like Dalton and Rome, rather than going east into Atlanta. A lot of different reasons. Travel is much easier going north than it is going east on a weekday or on a Friday. And also gate-wise, there are a lot of traditional schools up through there that would have that have a lot of great support.
Alberta says Carrollton should learn about its new region placement within the next 2 weeks. And the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park honoring veterans in all service branches during the group's annual Veterans Day program on Saturday, but it will be dedicated to the veterans who served during Desert Shield and Desert Storm in the early 1990s. The guest speaker is a Carrollton native with 32 years as a U.S. Marine and a veteran of Desert Storm. That event beginning at 10:30 with patriotic music performed by the Carroll County Wind Ensemble. For breaking news throughout the day, follow the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Twitter page and like us on Facebook in the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.